With you this evening, folks. Hope you're having a good day out there. And a lot to talk about tonight. I'm going to open the phone lines up early tonight, but my goodness gracious, let me tell you, the rats are just running around on a sinking ship, it seems like here, as our police and military association gets deeper and deeper into this quagmire of crime and corruption down there in Florida. Seems like we can't find anybody that's not involved in this coordinated effort from the state all the way, I guess we could say, from the president to the state down to the county to put this young lady to death, Terry Schindler. And it's amazing. We've got here a report on our desk that the attorney general of the state, Charlie Crist, who's a new attorney general there, has been involved in the cover-up of this case over several years now. And we just read about his part in covering up this case and not having any investigations done. I'll tell you what, it's absolutely incredible. We have a report here from a very, very interesting report that we weren't aware of before, that a high-powered attorney, a prosecutor who was the prosecutor of Jack Kevorkian in the doctors-assisted suicide cases, you know, is saying now that Governor Bush should use his criminal laws to save Terry Schindler. And I just don't know where to start tonight. We have so much information coming in. We have information on the autopsy and how everybody's connected and why George Fellows, the attorney for the and one of the head turkeys of the death cult in America, has connections to almost everybody in the county, including the man that will be doing the autopsy on Terry if she passes away. And so anyway, we'll get into that when we get back. It's just incredible the connections that everybody has. It reminds me when I went down to Arkansas to investigate the execution by federal officers of two people. I'll tell you about that when we get back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calf ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon DH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Medicaid fraud, and all kinds of things going on, we're now finding out. And so it's amazing. People are saying today on the news, well, it's amazing. We just never believed she would live for 14 days after we, put her under execution and took her water away from her. Well, we don't know what the Lord has in mind, folks. We truly don't. But if he would grant us this issue that she would prove to people that even though evildoers have planned her death for years and years and have hopes of using her as a poster child for euthanasia and on, and also if they can get her dead and cremate her right away, then it'll cover up the crimes that have been done against her all these years, initially, we believe, when she was injured in an attack by, we suspect, it's her husband, Michael, on that fateful day in 1990. And more evidence amasses here to this, folks. We've just gotten a report in to our police and military association here that reliable sources who have come forward on the condition of anonymity said that one of the investigators for the state Florida Department of Law Enforcement, a Mr. Mark Dubina, was opened an investigation into this case of abuse and was immediately called into his supervisor's office and told to shut down the investigation, not once but twice, folks. I mean, we're talking about now a little lady that is in Pinellas County in Florida, and here we have the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, the top law enforcement agency for the state of Florida, an investigator, and opening the file because he's getting a preponderance of evidence, absolutely probable cause to open a criminal investigation into this case, and he's immediately called into his supervisor's office and told to shut down the investigation. Now, in another emerging revelation, we've been noticed here that another neurologist who examined the timeline of Terry's brain scans found that for the first 3 days of her initial hospitalization in 1990, that's the initial days after, we have another doctor's statement, she was choked and broke the bones in her neck that cut off the air, the blood and air to her brain for 4 or 5 minutes. That the brain scans were normal. Now, she was, follow this now, folks. She's in the hospital because her husband says she collapsed because of an imbalance or chemical imbalance in her body because of a diet she was on. And then it turned the other saying, oh, man, maybe it was a stroke, maybe it was a heart attack. But she goes to the hospital, and in the first 3 days of her initial hospitalization after collapsing in her home, we believe because she was attacked and choked, her brain scans were normal. You understand what I just said? Her brain scans were normal. Then suddenly, on the sixth day that she's in the hospital, her brain scan showed evidence of a massive injury. What does that tell a criminal investigator? What does it tell you, folks? If she had brain scans during the first initial days in the hospital that were normal, then suddenly on the sixth day, her brain scan showed massive evidence of injury. This led this neurologist and any clear-minded person to know that Terry was hit on the head and suffered intracranial hemorrhages while she was in the hospital. I wonder how that happened. The physicians maintain that she did not suffer her brain damage outside the hospital, but while she was in the hospital. This case, folks, just stinks all the way through. I mean, there's a preponderance of evidence to convict somebody here. There's certainly cause level raised here of facts and information that would lead to a criminal investigation. It's just amazing. Anyway, I want to also say that I appreciate the individuals very, very much, Dee for one, and others who called. And I can't think of all the names of the people, but Eleanor and others who called in the name to us of the nurse who was on Greta Van Susteren's show on Fox News Saturday night and was interviewing a nurse by the name of Trudy Capone, a good little Italian. Trudy, I'm saying not Judy, but Trudy Capone. Now, interesting, though, Trudy Capone signed an affidavit that she was a personal friend of Michael Schiavo, the husband of Terry, and that she and he had traveled together in his automobile, had lunch together, and so forth, and during the initial days that his wife, Terry, was hospitalized. And the nurse says that Michael told her several times during that time that he didn't know what to do and asked her, Trudy, what are we going to do with Terry? Because we never talked about these things about disability, you know, one of us becoming disabled. We never talked about these things. And she said it several times on the Greta Van Susteren's program. Well, you know that this evil Judge Greer and attorney George Fellows and Michael Schiavo are hanging the execution, the government execution of Terry Schindler on just one thing, and that is that she requested to be put to death if this ever happened to her and she was disabled. But this nurse, Trudy Capone, stated and has signed an affidavit saying that he told her that they never even discussed such things several times. Well, we want to thank you for coming to help us here at our Police and Military Association. We have her name, and we know now that we have to get a hold of Fox News. We did that today. And one little gal now, Michelle, has passed us on now to Mina. Mina at Fox News, she is involved in the Greta Van Susteren program, and we hope that Mina will contact us and give us a way to be in contact, to find us a way to help us get in contact with Nurse Trudy Capone. We also would ask you to pray for these nurses, because we've got information in here to our Police and Military Associations that some of these nurses who have given testimony in the last few years about the evil of Michael Schiavo and how he abused his wife. And one of the nurses that recently came to our attention stated that he had been in the room with her several times alone, and every time he came out, they'd go in, and she was in horror. She was just crying and so agitated that they took her blood pressure and took her blood and found out that she had been, she was in a diabetic coma or going into a diabetic coma, and they had to give her injections. So these nurses have testified that they believe Michael had given her a shot of something. He is a nurse and a respiratory therapist. And so anyway, we would ask you to pray for these nurses like Trudy Capone, because one of these nurses have died in a suspicious traffic accident. And this one nurse who has we've talked about in the last few days that have testified that Michael mistreated her and called her a B-I-T-H. When is that B-I-T-H going to die? Has now had her tires split. She's been given death threats, and other things have been happening around her house. So let us be in prayer for these nurses that could, we do need to be witnesses in the days ahead, be it God allow Terry to go on living, or if she passes away. these nurses can still be witnesses. I'll be right back.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152. Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Okay, we're back, folks, on the Officer Jack McLamb program. Thanks for being with us tonight. I'm looking at a picture here that really grabs me, and causing me to pray even more. It's a beautiful artist's rendition of little Terry Schindler. And he has here, please read, this is Terry Schindler's list of what she needs. Number one says, I am thirsty, and they won't even let me have ice chips. I am hungry, and they won't even let me have anything to eat. I need help, and they won't let doctors visit me. My unfaithful husband abused me now decades, and now decides my fate. Many witnesses have come forward to speak for me, only to be ignored. The news media mostly distorts the facts when they tell my story. Doesn't our country have laws to protect me? Please help me. Don't let judges kill me and hijack our country. A very, very well done picture here by an artist named AJ. And I'll tell you how to see this picture. I'll share that with you right now. If you will go, folks, to one of the best newspapers in the nation, It's just amazing how much information this organization is putting out, news organizations. It's called The Empire Journal. The Empire Journal. And you can find them at www.theempirejournal.com. And they've been making available to all of us some very good information on the Terry Schindler case. And if you'll go to page, let me see what page this is on here. I want you to see this wonderful artwork here. It's called AJ's Political Commentary Art. AJ's a new artist that came with the Empire Journal, has just come on board with them, and he's done a beautiful picture of Terry. I'm going to hang this up in our office here because I think it drives you. When you look at her face and look at her, the artist's rendition, and hear her words that he's printed here, I'm thirsty and they won't give me any ice chips, I'm hungry and they won't let me eat, I need help, and I think it'll help remind you to pray for this sister of ours every hour of the day, if you can, if you would, until we get her through this. You know, she's in God's hands, and we know that. But anyway, go to www.theempirejournal.com, and you'll just be impressed by the work that these, I think it's a group of ladies in New York City that they're doing on this case. It's absolutely incredible the amount of research and investigation they've done, which is helping our police and military association here, because we don't have the time to do all this investigation that obviously these ladies have been doing for their newspaper, theempirejournal.com. And here we go with the story of this attorney, well-known criminal law attorney, prosecutor for Jack Kevorkian. I want to share this with you here. The chief counsel of the Thomas More Law Center of Ann Arbor, Michigan, former prosecutor of Jack Kevorkian, has reaffirmed the authority of Florida Governor Jeb Bush to initialize state criminal laws to prevent the death of Terry Schindler. Pointing to two legal memos prepared by the Thomas More Law Center, which were delivered to Governor Bush in October 2003, folks, 2 years ago, or not quite, about a year and a half ago, Chief Counsel Richard Thomas urged again Bush to launch a formal criminal investigation into the facts surrounding the disability of Mrs. Schiavo. The two letters, dated October 15 and 16, 2003, point to the constitutional authority of Governor Bush to order the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to investigate violations of criminal laws. Folks, that was back in October 2003. The letters cite a number of facts suggesting Terry Schiavo is the victim of domestic abuse and neglect and may be the victim of domestic violence. Furthermore, the letters point out that officials from the Florida Department of Children and Family Services have the authority to enter the premises where Schiavo is currently being held and remove her if they believe that medical care is necessary to avert a likely risk of death or serious injury. I told you folks that as a police officer in the sixth largest city in the United States, I can tell you for sure that the Child Protective Services in each state has been given permission under the law. This is the law that Governor Bush says he has to stay within. And here this Thomas More Law Center of Ann Arbor, Michigan, have sent him the law in October 2003, showing him not only does he have the law, the jurisdiction and power, and the duty to go in and secure Terry Schiavo's life, but so does the Department of Children and Families. That's what they're saying here. So Governor Bush is lying, just like his lying president brother. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McGlam program. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
I can't believe it.
It's really, it's amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
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 We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Anybody that's not involved in the conspiracy to put this gal to death and to cover for those that are actually doing the job of putting her to death, but also those that we don't have a direct line to yet to show that they're complicit in her murder, like the governor, you know, in the criminal activity, but of course he's complicit in allowing her to die. Because it's very obvious to this old cop, I do know that these Child Protective Services, and I know the governor has independent executive powers that are passed into law that allows them to go do these kind of things to save lives and to start criminal investigations. Anyway, I was telling you that this attorney, this prosecutor who prosecuted Jack Kevorkian. Very interesting here. What the Thomas More Law Center put out in 2003 to Governor Bush, telling them of his powers. Now, they should not have to tell the governor, and I'm sure they didn't have to tell the governor of his constitutional authority to go in and start a criminal investigation and save the life of this lady who was being abused even at that time by her husband, and also those that were taking care of her because they were obeying the husband's rules and regulations about how to mistreat and abuse his wife by not treating her bed sores, by not giving her anything for infection, for not leaving the blinds open so she could have some sunlight in her room, letting her stay in the dark for years and years and years, not allowing her out of the bed. Be able to go in and see the other people in the hospice community there and interact with them. And she used to go out in the hallway when she was first injured and would sit with the nurses, and the nurses have testified that she would communicate with the people going up and down the hall, would say hi and so forth to them. But through this constant abuse over all these years, her body atrophied laying in that bed, and being sore from bed sores and not being treated, her teeth were not allowed to be brushed. I mean, this is absolutely torture. There's no other word to say but torture against this little lady all of this time, folks. And I'm happy to see that we have the evidence now to say to Governor Bush, and I will be saying this to him tomorrow, that for 2 years or year and a half he's had the constitutional law before him, which he did not need, because I know the governor knows what powers he has, but we have the Thomas More Law Center and others telling him to get out and do his duty and save this girl's life that's being abused, and he hasn't done it. Paul, who's on the line? Dawn in Maine. Dawn, let's have you come on the program here, my friend.
Hi, Jack.
Good to have you on.
Thank you. I just want to give you some information about a website that I don't think I've heard you mention before.
Okay.
There's a lady named Melissa. I don't know where she is, but she has a website called Save Terry's Life. Have you heard of that one?
I think I know of Melissa, but I'm not sure I know of her website. Might be another Melissa that sends us email.
Save Terry's Life.
Terry's with an S. Life.
Yeah, no apostrophe, just T-E-R-R-I-S.
.com, I guess.
I think it's .com, yeah.
Okay.
And she's been doing a heck of a lot of research on this. There's incredible information on her site.
Good.
And it's updated throughout the day.
Okay. We will definitely go there and look, because we're getting almost all of our information on the facts and the evidence and the witnesses and investigative leads to send to the governor and the sheriff in this case and the president from these wonderful researchers like Melissa and the ladies at the Empire Journal and others who send us information here. So we'll definitely go there, Dawn, and check it out.
Okay, I hope you do, because it's jam-packed with information. It's all well-documented stuff.
Good, good. Well, that's good to know. Thank you for allowing us to know that, and we will get on it.
Okay. Thank you, Jack.
Okay, take care now. Bye-bye.
God bless.
God bless you, too. Okay. Let's see. We've got a caller on. I'm sure nobody will know. Our brother, Alex Jones. Alex, how are you tonight?
Hey, Jack. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, brother. I mean, you know, as good as can be expected. I want to go down and pistol whip a few people, but I guess I'll probably stay here and man the phone.
Well, it touched my heart what you were saying earlier, and I dropped the ball in many respects with the Terry Shiloh Schindler case because, you know, I interviewed the family 4 years ago. I interviewed them 2 years ago. I interviewed them the last time they pulled their feeding tube for 7 days.
Yeah.
And I keep thinking the general public is going to know all the details of this case, and I get phone calls and emails every day, even on my own show, going, hey, she's a vegetable, let her die. And they don't know that there's two affidavits by two separate nurses, one that treated her for over a year, who thought things were so bad she went and called for criminal investigation. This is like 8 years ago. They've got two separate doctors, medical doctors, that treated her. One of the ones that first saw her said that it was clear that she had been attacked and that that's the reason she's paralyzed.
Yes, that's right.
And it just goes on and on and on. This woman, now I've seen the affidavits, when she was first in there, was able to walk with their aide as early as 7 years ago. She was saying hello, goodbye, mommy, help me. She would say potty whenever she had had a bowel movement. I mean, if this is a persistent vegetative state, Jack, you and I.
Yeah, we'd qualify, wouldn't we?
Well, I mean, the Pope certainly would. They just put a feeding tube in him today.
That's right.
And, you know, he can barely mumble now, but he's certainly able to write and you know, decry what's happening in this case. So they've really manipulated the terms here, and you're absolutely right. Under executive powers, under the powers of that legislature, which is even more powerful than the governor, under the powers of families and child services that normally, you know, are doing horrible things, this is what they're supposed to act on. I mean, a lot of hospitals lose big lawsuits over not taking care of people, and you're right. 10 years ago, after he won that $1 million malpractice suit, he testified in court, and I have the copies of this, that, oh, I want to keep her, you know, forever. I want to take care of her. I need this money. They told the jury that. As soon as he got the money, he told the parents, it'd be simpler as executor if you just signed things over to me. And they believed him because he'd acted so nice.
Yes.
As soon as he got that changed, he totally shifted and said, when is that bitch going to die? This is in sworn affidavits to nurses. Turn the lights off. Keep her in the dark. She would have normal sugar levels because people who are on feeding tubes do have very normal levels. He would go in. They would come in afterwards, and she'd be crying. She'd be smiling when the nurses were in there. She'd have puncture marks on her, and suddenly her blood sugar would plunge lower than the scale. They believed that Chavo was injecting her with insulin. Why would two doctors and two nurses and then all these other witnesses be saying this? This is on the record. He denied her the rehabilitation. I mean, she is not a vegetable. Anybody in this position for a decade in the dark would be in worse shape than this. People they put in solitary confinement for a year, I mean, as you know from the famous prison cases, that kills most full-grown, strong men can't handle a year in the dark.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, Alex, this woman has a will to live like I've never seen before. I can tell you that prisoners that are not allowed out, they're allowed out 1 hour a day.
Most of them go crazy.
Suffer tremendous loss of abilities and all because of not getting enough vitamin D, and they're kept in their cell all the time. Well, she's kept in this bed for 14 years in the dark. I mean, this is absolutely criminal terrorism, torture against this lady for all of these years, and she still is fighting to live. Let me ask you something, brother. What is it about this case that everywhere we turn, we have people in collusion with Judge Greer and Michael Schiavo and George Fellows, the attorney, such as the AG, this Charlie Crist down there, who's involved in the cover-up in this case? What the devil is going on? What are they? Is this a big drug syndicate, or are they milking Medicare to the point where everybody's becoming millionaires? I don't understand why everybody, it seems like, is involved in covering up this case.
Well, none of them want to get the blame for it, and none of them want to stick their necks out. And there is an agenda with the bioethics boards in this country, now that we have this aging population, to redefine quality of life. And if somebody doesn't have a quality of life and the board says that, they die. So they don't want to use the cases that Wesley Smith, editor at the Wall Street Journal, has documented on my show last week. I mean, he's listed hundreds of people who are begging for food and water. They're paralyzed from the neck down. They're under state care, and they're killing people that are openly saying, "May I please have food and water?"
That's so right,
they don't want to use those as a poster child to sell this to people. They want to use Terry because it looks like she's brain dead when she's really not, and they're trying to sell the public on this idea. And so, really, she is being used as a set piece to sell us on all this and to make us all feel hopeless. No matter how many phone calls, how many letters, how many protests, still you can't do anything. She's going to die. And then as their next will be 100, then 1,000, then 10,000, infirm and the old that they'll be killing. And it's been going on for a decade. Next time we won't fight as hard. They're basically trying to wear us down with a psychological warfare test.
Well, brother, this must be very, very big on their agenda because we have this special agent that says he'll testify if he subpoenaed this Dubina with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement and another investigator who were, they opened the investigation, criminal investigation in this case, and their supervisors called him in, told him to shut down the case right now. So this agenda must be very, very big and powerful on the internationalist agenda because it seems like everybody's involved in making sure that Terry is the poster child for the euthanasia movement.
Well, that's really what they're doing. And then people like O'Reilly come out of the woodwork in support of killing her now. I mean, bottom line, that's what they're doing, and she's gone 13 days without water and food. That kills almost everybody.
Yeah.
And most people die after 7 days, which she went through a year ago, year and a half ago, and that poor dear soul, but there's so many others. Look, it was Bush that passed the law before he left being governor that if you're under state care, that they take treatment away from you, and a little baby was just killed a few days ago here in Texas. So.
Yeah.
It's also a way for Bush and others to grandstand and act like they're pro-life when they're really not pro-life. And
that's true, yeah.
That's really the bottom line. We have a huge archive on this at InfoWars.com and at PrisonPlanet.com. Jack, I'm going to keep listening, and thanks for the call, but I could really
brother,
hear.
Let me ask you a question before you get off, though. If we can get a hold of, and matter of fact, I don't know how you do it, we're trying to get a hold of this nurse Trudy Capone, who made the statements that is truly the smoking gun in this case that Terry's husband, Michael, told her twice that they never discussed what to do if either one of them was disabled. If we can find this lady, would you have her on and interview her on your show?
Well, I would. Listen, 6 months ago, a year ago, I could get the Schindlers on. I could get the nurses on.
Yeah.
Now they're so besieged by media and others that I've been unable to get a hold of any of these people, understandably. I mean, we can see why. But,
yeah.
I mean, here's the smoking gun. That's another smoking gun, Jack. He testified in court that he wanted to rehabilitate her and that she was rehabilitatable and that he wanted this big settlement to take care of her. As soon as he got it, he changed his mind. He never said that until a year after he had won the $1 million. And as soon as he'd won the $1 million, then he said, oh, I remember now one night watching TV, she said she didn't want to be kept alive. So people wonder why folks are so upset about this case. This is why. I mean, it stinks to high heaven.
Well,
I don't know. I mean,
brother, we need to find this nurse before something happens to her because the contradiction here that she brings forward is directly in contravention to why they say they're putting her to death because she wanted to die. And this nurse, Trudy Capone, I guess she almost knocked Greta Van Susteren out of her chair the other night when she asked her a question and she came up and twice said that Michael told her that they had never discussed what would they do with each other if they were disabled. So Greta tried to get off the subject very quick, but we need to try to run down this nurse, Trudy Capone, C-A-P-O-N.
Well, I totally agree with you, and I'll try to get a hold of the Schindlers and these, and perhaps the listeners can help us on this and either get her on your show or my show. But again, for the record, he argued in civil court about how he wanted to take care of her for the rest of his life, and the jury gave them the $1 million for, quote, 50 years of care and rehabilitation if needed. So, Jack, the media has chosen to ignore the facts of this case. They have chosen to ignore the affidavit sworn in court. They have chosen to ignore two doctors, two nurses, other witnesses. They have chosen to ignore this, and I just for the pro-death people listening, I hope you're proud of yourselves. I mean, we would not kill a dog this way. We would not kill an axe murderer this way. And you know, for a, in a New York minute, if somebody was torturing a death row inmate like this, the president would send in the National Guard. A governor wouldn't put up with it for 10 seconds. But because it's a little defenseless lady, and you said it right, who's been tortured for over a decade, we're just going to let her die to make us all feel hopeless.
Absolutely, brother. Hey, thanks for calling in, Alex. I appreciate all you do every day. I do listen to you as much as possible, and you always educate me about things every day. So Lord bless you, brother.
Well, you always educate me, Officer McClam. Take care.
Thanks, now. Bye-bye. Boy, I tell you, folks, we've got a lot to do and a short time to do it. We're going to come up on our last break here, and then we'll be back, and we'll be with Eleanor from Canada. Eleanor, hold on after the break here. We'll bring you up. But keep praying every hour, folks, if you can, for Terry and our nation. We're in deep, deep trouble. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Called in. Let's go to immediately to Eleanor in Canada. Eleanor, sister, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Jack. I've got another answer from someone on that inquiry about the Friday evening show.
Okay.
And he gave me a different name for a nurse.
Oh.
And this nurse is Cindy Shook, C-Y-N-D-I.
Yeah.
And the last name is spelled the S-H-O-O-K.
Right.
Now, this lady...
About her before. I've read something about her.
Yes, me too. And this lady who wrote me says she has info about her.
Okay.
And she provided me with her telephone number.
Okay.
Can I give that to the producer at RBN?
Yeah, that would be good, because we don't want to give it out on the air.
That's right.
Never know who might be listening.
I have emailed it, but as an activist, my emails are delayed sometimes as long as 6 days. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My goodness gracious.
Well, I'm an activist, Jack. I mean,
well, listen,
just like
I'm
you.
I'm getting your email every day, so try to shoot it to me.
I have done that, but what I'm saying is this is so important that I don't want to depend
right.
on it.
Gotcha. Okay.
So can you ask the producer to switch
yeah,
over to me
yeah.
and I'll give him the number?
That would be a good idea. Paul, if you can get a hold of Eleanor and get that number, I'd appreciate it. Okay, Eleanor, thank you.
Thanks.
Lord bless you, sister, for all you're doing. Take care. Okay, let's go to, Gara in Texas. Gara, welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. I just want to outline something real quick. And, you know, I do a libertarian show. Everyone knows I had Alex on last week. But I want to outline and take umbrage with the left, dope-smoking wing of the Libertarian Party. And what their argument is the right to life equals the obligation to pay. They say things like there's no free lunches and this is a scarce resource. And they question the whole issue of the government's obligation to pay versus no obligation to pay.
Right.
And they make it an economic issue. And I say to them, you know, whatever happened to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? And they have no value for life. Most of them are atheists and agnostics. Most of them are stoned all the time. And they have no sense of spirituality or God or what liberty really means.
That's
and I take
true.
Umbrage with all those libertarians, so-called libertarians out there that are saying, oh, pull the plug on Terry, you know, it just costs the state money and we don't want a big state welfare system to pay for.
Yeah.
And I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of it, Officer Jack. You know,
well, Gara, I appreciate that because I think you're right on target. I have a lot of good friends that are in the Libertarian Party and they do love freedom, but you're right. Most of them don't love God and they want to have a nation. They want to have a nation based on the Constitution and not God's laws, and that goes nowhere.
But they got to realize
freedom. We don't have freedom because of the Constitution.
Exactly. And if we're not endowed by these inalienable rights by a creator, if there are no absolutes, then they can take it away from us.
Absolutely.
So it's the whole issue that you do have to be a theist. You do have to believe in God. And to be fair, I did have a discussion on libertarian Yahoo groups, and there was a couple libertarians that were atheists that do support Sherry. So we can't broad brush them all. It's just, you know, we're all individuals and we all have different viewpoints. But I'm just saying, for the most part, it's the dope-smoking, atheistic members of the Libertarian Party that are saying, oh, pull the plug on her. I don't want the government to raise my taxes because we're having to pay for her. You know, that shouldn't be the issue at all. It's all about life, liberty, and the pursuit of property and happiness. That's all I got, Jack. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Lord bless and call back. Now, folks, we're out of time tonight. I guess what I'll say to you is just join me and those here at our police and military organization to pray for Terry every time you think about her during the day, every time you take a drink of something, and ask the Lord to punish in our time these individuals that are murdering her. You know, these imprecatory prayers are appropriate today, that God brings his vengeance down on these people, as they're doing, bringing the vengeance of their own down on people like Terry Schindler. Lord bless all of you out there. Don't forget, this old cop, I truly do love you. You have a good evening. Good night.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.